This is the Blaze Radio On Demand. Chris Salcedo.
You know, on this DHS funding business, there is a week extension, by the way, folks. If you went to bed last night going, oh, they're going to shut down DHS, which really 85% of the people were going to report to work anyway, just not get paid. So saying it's going to be shut down is really not true. But that, you know, don't let that the facts get in the way of the press, right? Anyway, I put out a tweet last night to Senator Mitch McConnell's office because, of course, he won't come on and talk with us. But I put out a tweet. I said, according to Senator Reid, quote, the Republican Congress has shown that it simply cannot govern, end quote. And I asked Mr. McConnell, glad you spared Reid that nuclear option? Look, now that we have a week extension, Mitch McConnell, grow a pair. Will you please? What was done to the United States Senate by Harry Reid already flushed all that precedence down the toilet. All that precedent that had been established about respecting the rights of minorities have been flushed down the toilet by the Democrats, by Harry Reid. What obligation do you have to maintain civility toward a man who trounced all over your party's rights? You need to go nuclear, Mr. McConnell. You need to pass this must-sign DHS funding bill and get it on the occupier of the Oval Office desk. Make him veto it. Make him veto it. Then it will be Obama who is stopping DHS funding to preserve his lawless executive inaction memo. And folks, the reason why I am so deliberate, and this is what you've got to understand, I am so deliberate at calling it what it is, because as you heard Larry Gohmert refer to Fox News, executive order, executive action. No. It may be executive action. The executive action is inaction. Mr. Obama is ordering the federal government not to enforce the law. And Obama has vowed to punish those who don't listen to. Mr. Obama is saying, look, number one, I'm going to tell you that you are not to enforce the law. And if you disobey me, I'm going to punish you if you decide you do enforce the law. He was talking with MSNBS about this. Sitting occupier of the Oval Office, who is basically instructing the federal government, don't obey the law. And if I catch you obeying the law, there will be consequences.
But what are the consequences? Because, you know, how do you ensure that ICE agents or Border Patrol won't be deporting people like this? I mean, what are the consequences?
Look, the bottom line is that if somebody's working for ICE and there is a policy and they don't follow the policy, there are going to be consequences to it.
So there's Obama. You know, the folks at MSNBS are very worried that the law will be followed. Because we don't want the law followed because we don't like the law. So just do your executive thing. Trounce on the Constitution, and we want to make sure that nobody gets it in their head in the federal government to follow the law, says MSNBS. And Obama says, let me be clear, I'm going to punish those who follow the law.
888-900-3393.
The Chris Salcedo Show.
On the Blaze Radio Network.